Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, Kansas City, wake on up. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. It's a high of 68. And currently, cousin, is 52 clear skies in Grandview.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Ready to get left. You know me. But no, seriously, this morning we're talking about the Black Business Expo 2026. So we got to invite Reverend Dr. Mr. Arthur Mobley III. He's coming on the show to talk about it. It's happening this Saturday, D.
And, of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Whoopi Goldberg explains why her name showed up in the Epstein files once. And then Boris Kodjo talks about crying for 2 weeks when his kids went off to school.
I feel that. I like that. And your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Oh, hump it out, come on. Hump it out, come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
How many of your struggles are self-imposed? Certainly not all of them, but probably many of them are. As you go through each day, you struggle with various challenges. As valuable as challenges can be, some of them are likely unnecessary, and you could do something about them. Ask yourself, what challenges are you running into again and again that you could take action to solve and eliminate once and for all? Doing so will free you to pursue more worthwhile, fulfilling activities. As strange as it might seem, some struggles can become so familiar that they turn into habitual behavior. You have the power to rid yourself of those dispiriting habits. Examine the tasks that occupy your time, looking for activities that don't really gain you anything, but that have become so comfortable you don't think much about them. Maybe you'd be a lot better off without them. You can avoid many of life's burdens, yet you absolutely can avoid placing your own undue burdens on your time and efforts. Seek to rid yourself of those, and you're likely to find opportunities for doing so. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 51 in Blue Springs. During a recent interview, Love & Hip Hop reality star Mimi Foss claimed that she was earning significantly less money than Jocelyn Hernandez.
Jocelyn said that she was making around $50,000 per episode. Were you getting the same?
Nope.
You weren't?
Nope.
You feel like you deserve to get paid as much as Jocelyn?
Absolutely. Because if it wasn't for me and him, there would have been no her.
Do you feel like you were ever appreciated for what you contributed to the show?
I felt like I was a pawn in the game, to be honest.
That she was. If you watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, you know, it started with her, so I understand what she's saying. $50,000 an episode? wonder how much taxes they taking out of that. But 50,000 an episode?
Got to be honest with ourselves. Was you looking at that show for Mimi? Maybe a little piece of it? Because she's attached to Stevie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The drama stemmed from her, but the drama that people were watching was Jocelyn.
Yeah, well, the Puerto Rican princess. That's why she...
And she was getting that money.
And I'm telling you, look, that's probably why she did that shower rod thing. To get some more attention.
Absolutely.
And
because that's what people do when they're on reality TV. They have to find a storyline. And unfortunately, that was one of the things that she chose.
Mimi, you ain't must-see TV, fam. Sorry.
That shower rod stuff was crazy. Another news, actor Jonathan Majors is making it clear that he has no bad blood between rapper NLE Chopper. Now, if you recall, the two previously had a disagreement about the Bible during a sit-down conversation with Kirk Franklin. Now, after the exchange went viral, NLE Chopper suggested their tension may have stemmed from him once trying to shoot his shot at his wife, Megan Good.
Yeah, I mean, I got no comment for the young brother. Like, he's doing great, great. He's happy, you know. I wish him peace of mind, you know, and I wish for him curiosity. You know what I mean? I wish that for most people. Get a bit more curious, you know, and don't think you know everything, because I know I don't know everything. I don't got much to say about that. You know, like, if you want to be viral, trust me, I can make you viral.
That's the way you handled
it. It started off real mature, and then at the end, he got a little shade thrown in there.
He wishes him curiosity.
I like that.
No, that's
real.
That's deep, because a lot of things where I get turned off and I just don't care about certain things, and I'll get in that mood where it's just more than one, and it'll creep into some other things like, I used to know about that, but I just don't care about it anymore. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say, be curious about things so you can explore and research and mm-hmm. broaden your horizons.
No matter how old you are, how young you are.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams in the morning. We glow, we grind with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
So yesterday, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office charged Dante M. Brooks, 27, with two counts of second-degree murder and the deaths of Ebony Silas, 29, and Tashana Ballard, 24. Two other people were struck by gunfire as well. So, you know, he fell to the floor during the scramble after the shooting, and he dropped his hat. Surveillance video showed he eventually was able to leave the club, but he left his hat behind. So detectives matched the DNA from the hat to Brooks, and quote, "We will stand for the victims and pursue justice on their behalf while working with law enforcement, elected officials, and community leaders to ensure a tragedy like this one doesn't happen again." That's from the desk of Prosecutor Melissa Johnson from yesterday. And there's also words from one of the victim's mothers, Dean.
"I don't want her to be defined as just a victim. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's grandchild, somebody's friend. She was loved. And I don't want her to just be a number. She was a very sweet, genuine person, loving, caring, protective. She just was my baby. I'm confused, I'm hurt, I'm lost. Like, I can't breathe. A simple turn away could have stopped all of this. Just, you can't come in here. You have to leave. Because no matter what happens at this point, we still can't get our children back. The phone calls will stop and people will stop texting. But at the end of the day, my life is forever changed. And everybody can go back to their normal one day, but my normal is never gonna be normal. She can't experience nothing now. She can't do nothing. I gotta go put her in a dress and put her on the ground. How do you do that?"
Doing this morning show for a number of years now, it's my 11th year doing morning radio. Mm-hmm. And I've heard so many grieving mothers, so many people that are hurt after these senseless acts of mm-hmm. violence. And these are the type of things that go on in my conscience, in my head, when I'm out, when I'm seeing potential kerfuffles, potential mm-hmm. problems happen. I automatically go to the aftermath and the consequences that can happen. And I don't feel like people do that. I don't, mm-hmm. when they have these thoughts of, oh, well, I'm going to get my get back, or I'm going to mm-hmm. do this or do that.
That's all they see. It's no thought in it. And it's unfortunate. We see it time after time after time. And I know Mayor Lucas also shared a word on his social media, just sharing that the city's public safety task force will also work to investigate any violations that evening that could have helped prevent what happened.
"This is brand new middle school. We are Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103
Tyreek Hill, could he be coming home? He was cut by the Miami Dolphins. And there's a lot of conversation about that number 10 jersey. Instead of it being Pacheco, it'll be replaced with Hill again.
Now, if he comes.
Now, D, I feel a couple ways about this because he's coming off of a devastating knee injury last year.
Yeah, hurt.
In which he dislocated his knee and tore his ACL and a couple other things. And his thing is speed. That right. is going to take a couple milliseconds off his speed. Him going through this knee surgery, seriously. And he's 30, he'll be 32 March 1st, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, like, you getting an older receiver, not as fast as he was.
Sounds like yesterday's price ain't today's price.
He's definitely going to have to come here on a deal if the Chiefs go pursue him. But the Chiefs will be going and get a veteran wide receiver of some sort. I would love to have Tyreek Hill back, but at the right price.
Got you. Since you're a football, you know, fanatic, I got to ask you, what are your thoughts when it comes to players? Of course, injuries, you mentioned that. But when they have a lot of things going on in their personal life, do you think that that's good chemistry for the team? Because it just adds to – that's what I was going to ask. Because
absolutely not.
I think he's still under NFL investigation. I don't know 100% sure, but last time I had checked that there was an investigation end of last year. I didn't know if it closed out or not. But does that shake the Chiefs locker room when people have, you know, some ongoing things?
It doesn't help, but, you know, they're professionals that they're able to work through it. Just like we're able to come in here every day, even though we got things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to work through it and keep it professional. Mm-hmm. So
I like that. Keep it professional.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in on the app or the traditional way on your radio. You listening right now at 435. You up there on Swope Park. You up there getting mad on 71 going to 49. Listen, calm down. And just know that we love you and we thank you for always making Hustle and Shine a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We love and appreciate you so much because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting us up. We're going to start on the Facebook side real quick. And the Facebook comments, because we are live streaming if you want to see what it looks like in studio.
What's up, y'all?
Go to the Hot 103 Jams.
I got a face for radio. You don't want to see it.
He plays all day. Hot 103 Jams Facebook page and Twitter page. We are currently live. Shout out to Stacey Davids in the comments. Stacey, thank you so much for stopping by the Soul Food Tour. It was good to put a face to the name that always texts us and sends us amazing energy each and every day. Carmen Nar, sending a heart. We appreciate you, cousin. We got Sharon Adams, Carver Harris as well. Then on the Hustle and Shine text line that's been thumping.
Uh-oh.
Big shout out to the Redmond kids at Oak Grove School District. Morning, cousins. And then some love to Shane Blaze, to Angie. Good luck on your procedure today. That was sent over from Sarah. Shout out to the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. And then also big love to Miss Gwen and Crystal and Caleb and Xavier. I ran into Miss Gwen the other day at the Soul Food Tour. So we appreciate the love as always.
Thank you, cousins.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. Okay.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 67. Currently, it is 48. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Usher speaks on his choice to continue to make music after the success of Confessions.
You know, 1.1 million units in the first week. You sell 10 million albums. You're like, I don't even know if I want the pressure of trying to beat that again. So I think some portion of that bared relevant to me. And then also to just this idea of being an artist that long and being a work for hire for a label of which I didn't own my masters and did not really have any control. All of those things weighed into, you know, if some people were asking, like, why do you take 3 years to put out an album every time? Because I'm dealing with the reality of what it is that, you know, I signed when I was a teenager. You know, you can get lost in it, but I didn't.
All right, Deanna, let's sit you down real quick and tell you about how the music industry used to be in the 80s and 90s. Michael Jackson, for an example, he will release an album every 3 to 4 years. It's because back then you had to let things settle. People had to actually listen to the music, take the music in, and there was a single being promoted every 3 to 4 months, depending on how hot it was. So that's when, like, Usher's a part of the old regime when it comes to the music business model in terms of the frequency of albums being put out, as opposed to now, you got to put an album out every year or a year and a half to keep up with the times, which, and I understand and respect it, what it is with today's society.
I agree. I'm trying to figure out why you thought I didn't know that.
Because I'd be surprised at the things that you don't be knowing, bro. I really do.
I told you before, it's just certain songs that I might not know. That's it. But it makes sense because people weren't having to microwave music.
Nope.
And we've talked about that plenty of times on the show where you can't sit and just, whoo, I got an album from so-and-so. I'm good for a year or two. I'm good for a minute. That makes a lot of sense. Switching gears, Whoopi Goldberg said y'all got her messed up. She read why her name came up in the Epstein files.
Whoopi needs a plane to get to Monaco, John Lennon's charity. It should say Julian Lennon's charity. Do you want to offer your G2?
Okay. And it looks like they said no thanks.
I wasn't his girlfriend. I wasn't his friend.
You were too old for him.
I was not only too old, but it was at a time you used to have facts.
She ain't wrong. You just say somebody's name is in something right now, and that's the hype right now.
Yeah.
It's people don't really look, because you can look up anything.
Let me look up something about you. What are we going to find on you?
Let's type in both of our names. I'm on the website.
Type my name
now,
in.
Now, there is 5,624 results.
Stop.
Of Brian's name.
Stop. Why are
just
we doing
Brian,
that?
Period.
Stop. Why are we doing that?
But that has nothing to do with you.
Let me play some praise break music, because you about to get
that's
me in
how,
trouble.
That's how Whoopi feels. Why y'all put me in it? Leave me out of it.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, we got to turn this secular music off right now.
Please, turn it off.
Because this weekend, matter of fact, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 11,000 Ruskin Way, Casey Moe, 64134. Listen, we're having a Black Business Expo, and it's going down with Pastor Trey. How you doing this morning in the Christian Charity Church?
What's going on, Brian B? What's going on, Deanna Hustle? How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good. Appreciate you stopping by. So the Black Business Expo is going down this Saturday. What type of businesses do you have signed up, and is it too late for our cousins to sign up?
Unfortunately, it is too late. Mm-hmm. We have such an overwhelming response that we had to kind of shut it down, and mm-hmm. I hate that we had to do that, but man, hopefully next year we'll expand it and have more space and more room for people mm-hmm. to participate. Man, as far as vendors are concerned, we got Garden of Eve Florists, Elegant Accessories, Essential Creations, Mama Flo's food truck gonna be there, Raging Cajun food truck gonna be there. Man, it's gonna be all type of business. I could go on and on, but it's gonna be a blast.
So how does the business intertwine with the church?
So, you know, first off, you know, we in Kansas City, Missouri, and, you know, I love 816. When I go to heaven, I hope my mansion say 816, you know, on my post office box. But, you know, because we need to show love to the community, and the church needs to always extend and expand beyond the four walls. So, you know, we preach prosperity, we post about it, and this is a way to actually, you know, get it going and recognize black entrepreneurship.
And this is you all's first year, right?
This is the first time, first of many, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Let's kick this thing off.
For sure.
We got Pastor Trey in the building from Christian Charity Church. We're talking about the Black Business Expo 2026. Mm-hmm. It's going down this weekend, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, registration is closed for businesses, but for people who want to come and shop and see what they have to offer, man, you better slide on through. Mm-hmm. That's 11,000 Ruskin Way going down this Saturday. Now, I know you've seen the Drewski skit where he's talking about you know, giving money to the church, and there's been a plethora of not only rappers talking about this subject, but I think everybody from every walk of life has their two cents on this. Now, me personally, I just think on earth we're not supposed to love money. And what I just want to know from a pastor, what is your point of view on people and their opinions these days on giving back to the church?
My opinion is this. If the money is being mishandled or not done correctly, people don't have to worry about, you know, what's going to happen, who's going to get in trouble. The Lord's going to deal justly with people mm-hmm. who are not using the funds or being good stewards of what has been brought into the storehouse. Other than that, you know, if you being faithful per the word with your tithes and offering, God got a blessing for you. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. He's going to be good to you. But if people or churches or the men and women of God are misusing the funds, they're going to have to deal with the Lord.
Do you think people got enough faith and foresight and patience to be like, okay, well, I don't have control of this, so I'm just going to do what God asked me to do. I'm going to keep contributing, but I don't see nothing from it for myself right now. Do you think people have enough patience for that?
You know, you gotta try the spirit by the spirit. If you somewhere and they got a building fund and they've been collecting for years and haven't done anything to the church, well, then, you know, there needs to be some accountability. Yeah. But if you can see your church helping people, you know, pay the rent sometime, keep the lights on, we filling the food pantry up and we giving out Thanksgiving baskets. And if you can see those funds being given back to the community and being used in a way of benevolence, then, you know your funds are being used for the upbuilding of God's kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Now, Pastor Trey, we talked about this off air about the black church being and always being kind of that center for community. Even in politics, we've seen that in our history. And even now, of course, with the Black Business Expo, it is the center in bringing the community together. But that's not the only thing your church is doing. You're also working on something for our teens out there.
Absolutely. On March 27th, we're going to start what we're calling The Gathering. And it is a faith-based event that will be going on monthly for teenagers from all around. You're invited, ages 14 to 18. It's geared towards the high school age youth so they can have an alternative social yet spiritual event to help them grow spiritually, grow biblically, but giving them the gospel in a practical way to increase application. Because, you know, they got it tough out there. It's tougher than what I had it, tougher than what y'all had it. It's a lot of distractions going on. So we're trying to give them the gospel in a practical way.
Love that.
I love it, too. The Black Business Expo 2026, Building Wealth, Building Community at Christian Charity Church. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 11,000 Ruskin Way right here in South KC. And before we dip out, I got to shout out the Smith family that attends your church, Janika Smith and Gerard Smith.
That's my
family. I love them to death.
Sure.
And I know good people know good people. So can't wait to see you all this Saturday at the Black Business Expo. Pastor Trey, appreciate you coming on and dealing with my ignorance, for about 30 minutes or so.
It was a blessing to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's phrase is something that us black folk, we've been saying since the beginning of time. It is, if push comes to shove. You've heard that, right?
Of course.
Something that we've always said. You might have heard your grandmama say it and their grandparents and so on and so forth. Well, it just refers to the point in time where a situation becomes dire and one must act, often moving from passive to active, which hence is the push coming to the shove. Now, push is one thing. Now it's a shove. Okay, so
new level,
new devil, amen. Example for you: if push comes to shove, we can always sell the car. Now that's not what you want to do, but if you get to the point where you're just like, "Oh, I have to do that," then that's what you do. The extreme circumstance or the last measure.
That's gonna be fun.
Maybe like, I'm trying to be very diplomatic in my solutions to fix X, Y, and Z, but I'll take legal action when push comes to shove. Hello. Your back is up against the wall and you feel like that push has now come to a shove.
Yeah, baby.
And I got to do what I got to do. That's what you feel.
I'm definitely a shoving person, so.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
I'm ready to get there.
Okay, all right. You're going to have to stop. You can't say that no more.
What?
When I start running your campaign, I'm going to have to sweep the internet of all these things. How much? I'm going to have to sweep.
But that's, that could be.
It's going to be so much I'm going to have to sweep.
You'll be okay. I ain't said nothing that egregious.
Yeah, I know you haven't. I'm just saying. Something like that. Mr. Mayor, let me get on my laptop.
Because that can mean, that can be taken.
You're going to take it to another context. Okay. I see what you did.
Brian B. Shining for mayor.
I'm just saying.
There we go. If push comes to shove is a phrase that our people have been saying for, as long as I've ever been alive. And, of course, maybe even you, cousin. Certainly for Black History Month. Educate your folks on it. Use it in the workplace, but don't abuse it.
I'm using it.
Don't abuse it.
I said what I said.
That'd be something else I got to sweep from the internet.
Girl, back.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time, high of 67. Currently, it is 48, sunny skies at Piper. Actor Boris Kodjo says when his kids went to school in college, he cried for 2 weeks.
I was crying like for the first 3 weeks.
Really?
Like, it was sad. It was depressing. Now I'm great. Look, I'm proud of my kids. I can't wait to see what's next for them. But I'm also happy to sort of figure out again who I am. You know?
Yeah.
You have to sort of redefine your identity. Because for 20 years, I was I was the guy who was, like, in the trenches.
That's real. I've always asked my mom, like, was it difficult? And she always be trying to act like it was nothing. And she'd be like, oh, no, girl, I was cool. I'm an empty nester now. I'm cool. But there is a certain level when your kids go off to school, you do have to kind of redefine, like, your life. Because not saying your kids don't need you anymore, but they don't need you in the same aspect. So I imagine it's a little bit of like, dang, you're not needing me as much. Mm. This feels different. It's just what I imagine, at least from my mom's perspective. Switching gears. Uncle Luke down in Miami just announced he's running for Florida's 20th congressional district after decades of putting on for his community in courtrooms, businesses, and youth programs. He said he's put in real work out here and built connections to help kids with get those opportunities and stood on business for Liberty City. Now he wants to take that same energy from the stage to Capitol Hill. And he said, quote, let the people speak.
Well, this isn't odd for Uncle Luke. Back in 1990, mm-hmm. The reason why even today in 26 we're able to listen to explicit music is because Uncle Luke. Back then with Two Live Crew, I think it went to the Supreme Court, I think this whole thing did with.
You think that was a positive or negative thing for culture? That's the question.
I don't know. Artists don't need to be censored. No artists, painting artists, hip hop artists, R&B, like, I don't believe in censorship like that. Everybody has a right to say what they want and feel what they want, especially through art. I don't know, D. I don't know if that was necessarily good or bad. Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. That's something I'm gonna be pondering on.
Yeah. Well, that's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Aquarius season. Today is the last day, so we sending you some extra love. Yeah.
On my half birthday? What?
Yeah. Wrapping this thing up. You know what's next. The most emotional sign I
God.
Know.
Oh, God. Pisces.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those unpredictable, friendly, and humorous Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to game show host for Wheel of Fortune. Happy birthday to our girl, Vanna White. Sending over some birthday love to movie actor, John Travolta. A happy heavenly birthday to author and journalist, B.B. Campbell. A happy heavenly birthday to writer, librarian, civil rights activist, and feminist, Audrey Lorde. Happy birthday to rapper, Jules Santana. And last but not least, a happy birthday to rapper, record producer, entrepreneur, actor, and audio engineer. Happy birthday to Dr. Dre.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Family First J, Jeremy Jenkins, and James Dillon Jr. Sending birthday love to Renee Thomas, Shanae Potts, and Nichelle Taylor. Happy birthday, Brittany Wingo and Kayla Betts. Plus, sending birthday love to Danielle Sullivan, Brandy. Plus, an extra special happy birthday to Milani Kearney on her birthday. Happy birthday to you and everybody else born on February 18th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Miss Cindy.
What's going on, cousin?
Hey, Gianna.
What's up? I didn't see you twice in 1 week, cousin.
Oh, God.
And you got to see me again today because I'm coming to get me some rice.
Nah, B. Shiny going to be seeing you.
I'm calling off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he going to mess up the floor.
Miss Cindy, please. Look, we got a shot to get you automatically qualified to win 4 tickets, but you're going to have to get these lyrics right. Tell me you ready.
And we always argue about the same
thing. Okay, go ahead.
Now,
only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tins and better hood and Timbs and sweaters, and we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, well.
Nobody's perfect. Uh-huh. Nobody's perfect, but you perfect for me. Hey, let's get it! You just sound like a hater.
I am a hater right now. Now, yeah. I'm embracing it. Now, I ain't hiding mine.
He's in his Kendrick Lamar bag. Don't mind him.
I can't wait to see you today. I'm doing something bad to you. I'm going to give you a wet willy or something.
A wet willy? Oh, nah. It's cold down here.
Right. This is why we got stuff going around now.
I
got
to do something to annoy you, Miss Cindy.
You open the door, B. You said you open the door, and sometimes it goes far. All right, Miss Cindy.
You bring me something, I bring you something.
I'm good, man.
All right, Miss Cindy. We get you automatically qualified to win 4 tickets to go see J. Cole August 19th. If you do win, who are you going to take with you?
You know I'm taking my daughter and my dog.
All right, Miss Cindy.
Wrap this up. Miss Cindy, go and tell Kansas City what's the name of this morning show.
Man, you know what the name of this morning show is. Well, Hustle and Shine.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Today we're going to talk about ways to maintain a healthy relationship. One of the biggest myths about romantic relationships is that you can have multiple partners and feel a sense of security. It is better to have a healthy marriage, where statistics show that you can live longer, live a healthier life, and have a better quality of life. Because in order to keep a healthy relationship, according to Drs. Robin Haidt and Dan Abramson with the American Psychological Association, healthy and open communication about personal and deep topics are key, which is difficult outside of a lifetime or a committed relationship. With any relationship, disagreements can happen, and because disagreements are a part of life, we shouldn't avoid challenging topics, but how you disagree can make a difference. Yelling, personal criticism, or abandoning crucial discussions can contribute to breakups. But if you learn to listen to each other's point of view and empathize with each other, you can have a healthier resolve. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.